I'm happy to welcome to the studio Federal News Radio National Security Correspondent J.J. Green to talk about all of those goings on. Welcome. Thank you for joining me once again. Great to have you.
Thanks for having me.
Happy to do it. I guess the last week or so of intense activity got underway with the disclosure that CIA had been talking to Blackwater about the possibility of using them as assassins in some operations. And then from then it's just been building. Different things happening. Of course, President Obama making a decision that we'll talk about later on too. Talk about the kind of the build up to all of this activity at a time of year that is not necessarily one of the most active, not only in the intelligence community but in government overall.
Does that mean anything? Sort of. Choosing to do some of this now while Congress is out obviously means a window in which maybe some things can get done without some of the roadblocks or issues or problems that come up when, you know, Congress is in session, when everybody's here in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
One quick thing I want to point out, though, about this Blackwater situation that we found out as we dug a little deeper into it. The CIA was actually talking to Blackwater about assisting, and they never clarified exactly what they would have Blackwater doing.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know that they were going to actually use, if it came to that, folks from Blackwater to carry out assassinations, but they were using them to help them figure out how.
The stories that we saw in the media made it sound like
exactly
the government was going to hire Blackwater to be the trigger man.
Exactly. And, you know, that's one of the problems that we in the media have. We are so often encumbered by the need to make things interesting that sometimes little things like facts get in the way. And I've been guilty of that myself. But I spoke with the former head of the CIA, Mike Hayden, last week, and he pointed out a few things about the need for contractors. And he also pointed out, too, that on many occasions he would talk to Congress, brief Congress on various things, operations or activities that had taken place, and they would ask him, well, was that a contractor or was that a govy? And he would say, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And so my question was, why? He said, because it really didn't make a difference. It was more about having the right person in the right place at the right time to do the job. And that's really what contractors are there for, to help any agency carry out their mission.
I played a conversation that took place last week with General Hayden and former Secretary Chertoff, the National Press Club, and General Hayden said essentially that same idea, the way he conveyed it at that event, which you can find at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, was we wouldn't ask a contractor to do something that we wouldn't do in-house ourselves. Mm-hmm. It's more a matter of capability. That sounds like
what the whole idea behind contractors was. It was a situation after 9/11. You clearly remember this, and I think we'd be hard-pressed to find a person who was living in the States at that time that doesn't get it and didn't understand it. At that point, there is a very serious amount of adrenaline running through the entire country, not just the intelligence community, but everybody, when it came to those days after 9/11, figuring out, one, who was behind it, and two, if there was something else coming, dominated all of our thought processes.
Yeah.
So the CIA began a path where they felt they needed to go all the way to the bottom of the heap and to figure out what was there, what the root causes were, who, all of the tentacles. You may remember something called Able Danger a couple of years ago.
I do.
Supposedly was a smoking gun. But we never got to the point where we figured out if that was real or not, because it sort of went away. But there were all sorts of possibilities that were floating around out there. And the agency couldn't do all that by itself.
Mm-hmm.
None of the intelligence community's components could get all of that done just themselves at that point. So thus the need for contractors.
President Obama announcing the other day that changes will take place in the interrogation program, and we'll talk about that when we come back from the break. Federal News Radio's national security correspondent, J.J. Green, in studio with me on In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
NBC News Radio, I'm Peter Alexander. President Obama briefly interrupted his vacation this morning to reappoint Ben Bernanke as chairman of the Federal Reserve. NBC's Ron Allen says the president had a message he believed couldn't wait.
To send a strong signal, or to the markets, that there's stability, that the economic team is in place, and that things are getting better.
Housing prices are getting better, according to a closely watched index of 20 major metro areas. Prices in the second quarter posted their first quarterly increase in 3 years. The violence escalates in Afghanistan. A bomb attack in the southern city of Kandahar has left 30 dead and dozens wounded. Five car bombs went off simultaneously, destroying the offices of a construction company. Here at home, NASA will try again tonight to launch the space shuttle. Today's liftoff was canceled because of thunderstorms. Discovery is headed for a 13-day supply mission to the International Space Station. More news at MSNBC.com. I'm Peter Alexander, NBC News Radio.
Do you owe back taxes, being audited? Whatever your tax-related problem, the former IRS agents and tax professionals at Taxmasters can help solve your tax problems today. Call 1-866-694-4019 or go to txmstr.com. Taxmasters will get between you and the IRS. They'll make sure they treat you fairly and treat you with respect. Call Taxmasters right now at 866-694-4019 or go to txmstr.com. Taxmasters will solve your tax problems.
Who's ready to hear some fun facts about GEICO? All right, let's give it a go, shall we? First, over 3 million drivers switched to GEICO last year. Second, GEICO received a customer satisfaction rate of 97%. Third, GEICO's been providing car insurance for over 70 years.
Whoa, hold up a tick. These aren't fun facts at all. These are financially sound facts. We've been duped.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
The Pentagon and Beyond, brought to you by Eric.
The intelligence community is buzzing over news that CIA Director Leon Panetta threatened to quit during a shouting match recently at the White House over the news that Attorney General Eric Holder might pursue cases against CIA personnel involved in interrogations. It's no secret there has been tension in the intelligence community, but this is a first crack in the armor, if true. WTOP has not confirmed a shouting match took place, but in a letter to CIA employees, it was clear he was supporting them. I'm J.J. Green.
Have you ever wondered about the logistics required to travel by air from one location to another? Last year in the U.S. alone, more than 821 billion passenger miles were flown in and out of 20,000 airports. Behind the scenes, this requires 15,000 air traffic controllers to support 590,000 pilots with air-to-ground communications. Eric understands this better than anyone. For nearly eight decades, Eric has worked to develop and advance aviation communications around the world, resulting in reduced congestion. Log on to ARANC.com to learn more.
Is your computer running slowly? Does it take more than 3 seconds for your email to load? Are you getting pop-ups? How about spam? Well, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, your computer and your privacy are at risk. Because these are the telltale signs of a virus. It'll only get worse until you act. Get a free diagnosis at mycleanpc.com and optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization. My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Hey there, I'm Christopher Dorabek with a peek at what we're working on for this afternoon's Daily Debrief. Can Web 2.0 help you in crisis communications? Booz Allen Hamilton recently held a roundtable discussion on that topic. We'll talk to them about what they learned. And how often do we get to talk about Stephen Colbert on Federal News Radio? Well, Colbert in space, in a way. We'll tell you more about that this afternoon. All that and much more this afternoon, 3 to 7 on the Daily Debrief with Chris Dorabek and Amy Morris.
only on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
In Depth with Francis Rose, Monday through Friday, 1 to 3 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Want to know how Congress is affecting your agency's staffing and budget? Want to learn more about the relationship between your agency and its contractors? In Depth helps you become a better manager by exploring the best ways to manage projects, manage your workforce, and manage yourself. In Depth with Francis Rose, weekday afternoons from 1 to 3 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Welcome back to Federal News Radio 1500 AM. You're listening to In Depth with Francis Rose, and my guest in studio is Federal News Radio National Security Correspondent J.J. Green. We're talking about all the goings-on in the intelligence community in the last week or so, and one of those we're learning about this morning, taking place yesterday. The Obama administration, according to federalnewsradio.com, setting strict new standards for treatment of terror suspects as the Justice Department launches a criminal probe of past interrogation tactics during President George W. Bush's war on terrorism. And President Obama also announcing the big change in the way interrogation will be done in the future. What does that say about the fact that that interrogation will be done by the FBI? What does that mean to the CIA? What does it mean to the people doing the interrogation? And what does it mean to the intelligence community at large?
Well, interrogations aren't necessarily native to the CIA. The FBI, this is something that that they're trained in. This is what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Detention and interrogation is something that they're very well prepared to do. And so I and others would argue that this is not necessarily something the CIA would want to be burdened with anyway. It may be something they want to participate in and certainly be aware of and maybe be present, but it may not be something they want to lead mm-hmm. and be responsible for. The FBI has very good expertise in doing this kind of thing. I think the real problem here is a matter of territory. The CIA has been reeling for a while now, one, since the creation of the DNI, and conversations about whose representatives should be posted overseas. Should it be the CIA, which has the expertise in that, or should they be DNI representatives, which may be different from CIA? And that again gets into that whole murky political problem. And I think taking interrogations away from CIA at this point and putting them over here in the FBI's box is another one of those situations that some would view, if you're looking at it as what you have, how much you have, or power you have, pretty much gives people an indication of how good you are,
mm-hmm.
then it may be something that they feel like they've lost on. But those who are looking at it and saying, look, if we don't need to worry about that and we can focus on other things, then this might be a good thing for the CIA.
It strikes me that an organization whose bailiwick is investigation and gathering information in an investigative context, like the FBI,
yeah.
Would be a more logical fit than the CIA, who gathers information in a different context, a different manner.
No, let's be clear about it. The CIA is not out there, not designed to be out there doing everyday rudimentary things.
Mm-hmm.
It's the kind of work that these men and women are doing and designed to do is well beyond the pale of many things that we could even imagine. And a good example of what I'm talking about is the Valerie Plame situation. To most folks who knew her, she was a mother who was a business person who traveled sometimes and lived at home with her husband and small child. But it turns out that she was a major player in a very big intelligence operation that had dire implications for the entire world. She was engaged in something that, as we all know now, just went very deep and very wide. And that's what, in part, the CIA is designed to do, the president's work, the nation's work, but responding and acting on the president's orders, especially when you have organizations that are engaged in things like renditions and situations like the ones that they got in trouble for, secret flights, et cetera. But these things go on all the time, and that's what they're designed to do. They're not designed to waste time doing things that somebody else is better at doing than they are. And so I would say to you, the CIA, there may be some who are concerned about it, but it's not going to stop or change or hamper what they do.
You mentioned the renditions, and we've talked about the enhanced interrogation tactics, as they've been referred to a number of times that you've come to be on the show here. And as the Justice Department looks into these, I'm not so interested in what the Justice Department might find out about what has already happened. But the discussion continues to go on. Were these tactics helpful or not helpful? Did we get information that we could really use, and was the information that we used reliable or not? And that, I imagine, that discussion and the beliefs on the various sides of the issue will really impact the way the administration chooses to go forward. What are your sources telling you about whether they were effective and whether they may or may not be continued, or do we not even know at this point?
If you ask anybody who knows, they'll most likely tell you, and I'm talking about folks inside the intelligence community, that there hasn't been a physical attack on the homeland since 9/11. And that is in large part due to interrogations, due to information that they got from people like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, due to information that they got from Naziri, due to information they got from a guy like Abu Zubaydah and others that we may not know about for years to come.
Mm-hmm. Or ever.
Exactly. As you know, that there was supposed to be another wave of attacks, but that was thwarted. So there are those who are going to say to you that these kinds of tactics, enhanced interrogation tactics, do work, especially if you've got a hardened terrorist who's been through it training-wise. And believe me, they do go through this kind of training. In fact, our people sometimes go through this kind of training just so they know what to expect, how to conduct themselves in certain situations and scenarios. There are also going to be those who tell you that this doesn't work, because when you get to the point where you're torturing people, often they'll tell you what you want to hear, so you'll stop.
Yeah.
But the only thing that the most productive thing that I've heard when I've asked that question, and believe me, Francis, I've asked this question many times, the answer is always there hasn't been another physical attack on the U.S. since 9/11.
All right. Federal News Radio National Security Correspondent J.J. Green. And we'll come be back to wrap up our conversation about the week in intelligence. So the last week has been rather active in the intelligence community. J.J. summing it all up for us. And we'll be back in a moment to wrap our conversation up on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
How can the real estate market change your life? Hi, this is Jeff Schnitter. Come spend 3 days with me, and I will teach you how to take advantage of the hottest foreclosure market in over 50 years.
Attend this amazing seminar Thursday, September 10th through Saturday, September 12th at the Sheraton Premier at Tyson's Corner. This three-day foreclosure workshop will teach you how to make money now through real estate investment. You'll learn how to land foreclosure properties, buy, hold, and sell investments, and create your retirement plan. And the first 100 people to call will attend this life-changing seminar absolutely free.
You risk nothing but have everything to gain.
That's Thursday, September 10th through Saturday, September 12th at the Sheraton Premier at Tyson's Corner. This three-day foreclosure workshop is valued at $3,000, but free to the first 100 to call 800-430-7735. That's 800-430-7735. 800-430-7735.
I'm Linda Carr, President and CEO of TMR. TMR is a small, disadvantaged, woman-owned business. We provide enterprise architecture, governance, and IT operational support to DOD and civilian agencies, including OSD, DIA, DOJ, and DHS. Our contract vehicles include GSA 8A STARS, IT-70, MOBUS, FEDSIM, Alliant, and Navy Seaport E. For your agency's IT needs, visit TMR at TMRHQ.com or call 703-323-1700.
Join J. David Reeves, National President of Blacks in Government, for The Big Experience every Thursday at 11 a.m. The Big Experience will cover issues that affect government employees but often go unnoticed, specifically within minority communities, like government career development, proposed and existing federal legislation, financial and retirement planning, and national events. Gain new perspectives and new insights on The Big Experience Thursdays at 11 a.m. on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
The following is a public announcement. The Australian government has authorized the New York Mint to release to the public a limited number of 24-karat solid gold Australian gold koala coins at a price of $98 each. Due to listener response, you are asked to please dial carefully. If lines are busy, please call back. In times of war and economic turmoil, gold is prized, but the U.S. melted down millions of U.S. gold coins and relatively few remain. Now through an agreement with the Perth Mint, the 24-karat solid gold Australian gold koala is being released to the American public on a first-come, first-served basis at a price of $98 each, limit 5 per caller. Again, this is a public announcement. The New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited number of 24-karat solid gold Australian gold koala coins, limit 5 per caller. Listeners may begin calling the New York Mint now at 1-800-600-1753. That's 1-800-600-1753. 1-800-600-1753.
If the 1 million students that dropped out of the class of 2009 had graduated, the economy would have benefited from an additional $329 billion in income over their lifetimes. The Federal News Radio August Community Spotlight is WAVE, Work, Achievement, Values, and Education. New research shows that by using program strategies developed by WAVE, schools and youth programs are more effective at helping youth succeed in school, careers, and life. Find out more at waveinc.org or click on Community Active at Federal News Radio. Radio.com.
Welcome back to In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. And my guest is Federal News Radio National Security Correspondent J.J. Green. We are talking about some of the goings-on in the intelligence world over the last week or so. And one of those was release of, it was a five-year-old Inspector General's report from the CIA. Had been classified, now declassified. And released to it described some of the tactics that were used. Without going into it, a lot of those tactics are not tactics that people would probably care for. And yet, I reflect back on what you said in the last segment, is that we haven't been attacked again since 9/11. And I imagine one of the topics of conversation, as the president and the administration have indicated a willingness or desire to kind of reshape the way we do business in this arena, that's got to be in the front of, not the back, but the front of everyone's mind, is that we've been doing things this way, and we've gotten the result that we would like, which is we haven't been attacked again.
I don't think for a minute that the men and women out on the front lines of the intelligence community are going to change their intensity and change their goals to get what they need done, to get done what they know has to be done in order to make sure that this nation is protected. They're going to do it. I just believe that there are going to be some things that they won't do, and those are the things that they have been told clearly that they can't do.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't believe for a minute that they're going to do less or care less. And one of the things that I think is valuable to remember in this situation is that dire situations call for dire measures. And given that situation again, I'd be very, very sure that if necessary, they would do whatever they needed to do in order to make sure that the nation was safe. And if they had information suggesting that something or someone was a danger, they would do what they needed to do and wouldn't think twice about it.
We talked earlier in this conversation about your discussion with former CIA Director General Hayden, and General Hayden mentioning in the story that is posted at federalnewsradio.com called CIA Terror Tactics Spur Changes in a New Probe, saying that he is not really pleased with the idea of prosecutions for CIA officers. We don't have time to get into that. I wish I did, but that possibility looms as this prosecutor is being appointed to look at exactly what went on and who did what.
Yeah, you know, I don't know about that. I don't know how far that's going to go, because one of the things, and this is me doing something that I have absolutely no expertise in, and that is trying to think politically. It just seems to me that the administration needs to, at the very least, feels that it needs, at the very least, to take a look at it to see if they need to make any kind of moves or changes, or to, you know, if there are any legal processes that they need to go through in terms of dealing with the situation, i.e., they need to look at to see if they need to prosecute anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I'd be very interested to see if anybody's actually prosecuted for this, because it's counterproductive in one sense to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, the message has to be sent that we can't do this again. And they may be just as effective sending that message without even arriving at the point where people are prosecuted.